are listening to the Replay Keeply.
Not the beast!
A Mahaz Counterculture Podcast.
I love my eyes! My eyes!
Right. And we're back with another episode of the Weekly Geekly. As always, I'm Lucian, the weirdo with a beardo. Sitting to my right, the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh, that's his right. I'm on the right. Never mind. Yeah, it's Zach.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. My
you know what?
Are
my
bad.
Main man, Zach. Yeah,
and
the
you
robot,
looked at me.
The
did
robot
I?
With the yeah. most.
I was kind of just
the
looking.
The coolest guy is actually sitting to the left, but we all respect him the that's same. Fair. And if you don't, you can talk to Self Tunnel, the man speaking to you now. Woo! This is the way, and I'll show you the way. The way is respecting our robot, Zach. But oh, my to God. My actual right, we have.
I just spilled Truly on my shirt.
Appropriate.
The problem is I'm happy that I'm Dustin and I'm sitting in the producer's booth and I spilled it on my shirt.
Yeah, that's a smart choice.
Spill on the shirt, not
I
on
committed
the tech.
Sound
not
man on the tech. Sin number one. Have drinks near anything.
Drinks near anything. We always commit that sin.
Might as
and
well
of course,
chug it.
Hasn't been here for a while, but she's back in the studio audience.
And
Natalie.
Happy to be here.
Tis I. I have returned.
Yeah, happy she's to back. Be here. We're hanging out. It's been a pretty fun week. And we've been doing a lot of shit, and we're happy that you guys are listening. Welcome back. If you haven't caught up with us lately, we've been putting out a lot of different shit. A couple different episodes of Hot Dads, Cool Shots.
Shit.
Got another Ravenwood episode coming up within the next week of this episode.
Sheesh.
This is the way is priming up for some serious shit. Like, we got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm excited to share it with you guys. So stay tuned with us for the next month. Let us take you on this vapid journey of craziness.
Vapid.
It's going to be crazy.
Can I promote?
Please do.
No.
Our latest and newest series.
We have a fight.
Black Guys Hard Nips.
No, it's not happening.
Catch me on my OnlyFans.
Black Guys Hard Nips, OnlyFans? No.
It's not a real thing, guys. I just wanted to. I wanted to make a funny.
It's where we all watch Trey cut things in circles, in two concentric circles.
Diamonds.
With his hard nibs.
Diamonds.
Oh my God.
How is This Is the Way coming? Like, what do we? Do you have? Can we give them a preview? Like, what's the next topic? Do you have any idea? I don't want to pressure you.
I got to be honest. I let my fans down a little bit because I'm a little inconsistent, but it's I juggle very big ideas here, but I know what I'm doing next.
Good.
The very first Jedi, who he is, what he is, where we're going, how the Jedi Order was made. I felt like
this
I literally dropped everything.
Yeah.
A good topic.
For this.
Yeah, and yeah. I've been noticing you're on this little passion streak the last couple of days, like feeling what you're doing. Like, here's the thing. Me and Self Tano live together, for those of you who don't know. So I know when he's feeling it and when he's not. And one thing we like to stress
going waves.
On this show is that if you're a host on the show, if you're working on the show, we never want you to do it when it's inconvenient. We want you to feel the passion of what you're doing. And sometimes life gets in the way. So, I mean, as far as inconsistency, we're all inconsistent sometimes. And I think we all have to take time for ourselves and for life and just to let things happen and be like, listen, I love making content. But at a certain point, like, it's healthy for me to put it off for a minute. You know? And so, 100%. Like, you say you're inconsistent, but also, man, you've had a lot of stuff going in life in the last year. So it's fair to you to take some time off from something that you're starting out on to reassess and reevaluate. But I'm happy because I see that passion and you're just like, dude, like even today I came back from work and he was just like, dude, okay, here's what I was like about
good.
To talk to him about
good.
Something. I came in his room mid sentence and he was like, oh, the Star Wars video I watched and this, that. I was just like, oh fuck, here we go. I'm
dude,
so excited.
The first
I was
Jedi
literally like, let's do an episode.
Topic.
Look, all right. I'm about to bring
that's his
the
right,
equivalent
listen.
To pumpkin spice lattes yeah. to white girls to my fans.
Okay.
So I got it all ready.
My girlfriend over here.
It's all about to happen. It's taking time, but it's happening.
Yeah, no, you're
I'm sorry, Natalie, do you like your pumpkin spice, right? Say you don't like it. Look at me in the eyes and say you don't like
it. I can't tell you that.
Exactly.
She cannot.
She loves it.
All
so,
right, so just
Trey's
know.
On heat.
I just love false spice
just know.
Here's the thing.
I love you guys, and I'm about to pumpkin spice latte.
all the Star Wars
all day with all the foam.
Keep that consistency. Recognize the formula of what you're doing right now. I'm just telling you, from someone that has been doing this nonstop for 5 years. If you're on that roll, recognize what's putting you on that role and seek out other things that are similar to that that you can also get excited about while you're working on this episode. And that's going to further that momentum. And then you're going to get to a point where you just naturally find things that are like, oh my God, I could do something about this.
Matter of fact, I'll make a public apology here before we move on.
Oh my God. Official apology.
I want to apologize to you guys. The fact of the matter is, I've been doing a lot of research in my spare time. And I keep coming across other things. I have a distracted, just my attention span. You know, it's always something better. Yeah. You know, the shiny butterfly, and I'm afraid of butterflies.
That's tough as a content creator because when you really are kind of geeked out about stuff, i.e., pun intended, our show, like you, it's hard to stay focused on one topic that you actually want to put like a solid 30 to 45 minutes at, and do research and work. When that naturally, that work takes you to another topic, another level, another place to be.
Yeah.
And you get excited because that's what we fucking do.
Right.
But so, it's tough, but wow, I'm excited to hear you have a topic.
I'm bringing you guys my thoughts, and I apologize. Soft Tunnel's still here, though.
Yeah,
But we're all still here.
And by the way, we do have some brand new Self Tano merch, if you haven't heard, at Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/theweeklygeekly. And we're starting to make merch for all our different shows. Go check it out there. If you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it.
And may the fourth dollar in your wallet be with you to purchase it.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Use promo code Voodoo in all caps, and you'll get 25% off whatever you buy.
This is a good chance to kind of run through a little bit of plugs since we're just at the very top.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What is everyone else up to, too?
Like, we'll top of the plugs.
What's on your mind?
So real quick plugs. Voodoo's Odd Shops in Omaha, Nebraska, proud sponsor of the show. We appreciate them. If you're into curiosities, oddities, you want a hand in a jar, you want to get an infertility idol, like idol. God damn, I'm getting old. weird shit, dude. I'm telling you, those creepy fucking stores in like cartoons where it's like
skulls
and monkey paws and shit.
Writings from weird.
That's
people.
What this is. Voodoo's Odd Shop. They're the weirdest people I know. Go
you
check them out.
Definitely get Mogwai's there.
Oh, totally. I'm sure they have Mogwai's in the basement. We don't talk about the basement. So, 1323 Martha Street in Omaha, Nebraska. Check them out. Tell them that the Weekly Geekly sent you, and I don't know what they're gonna do. I hope nothing bad.
I hope nothing bad for telling me to send you. But
also, our friends at the Scribble Den, Kovacs, we love you. We appreciate the work you do for us when we need it. We appreciate your support. Ink Poisoning Apparel. If you like dark and creepy and satanic kind of stuff, go check out inkpoisoningapparel.com and use the promo code GEEK for 25% off your entire purchase.
Which is
to get your
absolutely
Satan.
Buck.
Get your Satan on!
They have premium items, premium quality stuff, and getting 25% off is almost like paying wholesale.
Yeah, everything we do, we try to do 25% off just because we know for that, you know, having your passions, having your hobbies, having the things you love costs money. And if we can save you a little bit in the long run, we're going to try and do it, so...
Yeah. And most importantly, your beliefs. Do whatever the hell you want to do.
Hell sure. Yeah.
Counterculture.
That's
what
pretty
we
much
do.
Like
we
whole,
live that shit.
The whole fucking philosophy here. Just do whatever you want to do. As long as it don't hurt nobody, it's cool. So. Right.
Don't hurt your wallet.
Don't hurt your wallet. Save 25%.
Right.
You know what to do.
That's
also,
black man approved.
We should mention it. We did get gifted some cigars today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
By a local smoke shop. Run by a very pleasant man named Manny. We love him. He's a great guy.
Great dude.
It's Westo Vape.
Like 156
and
Center?
156 and Center, right by Paisan's Pizza. It is probably my favorite place to go for incense, wraps, for tobacco.
Items.
Any kind of, like, cigars. Like, they are the guys. Yeah, they are the guys that have that kind of stuff. Manny knows his stuff. He's a really sweet guy. Go check him out at Westo Vapes on 156 and West Center. Let him know the Weekly Geekly sent you. And go get a cigar, folks. They're top quality.
Yes.
I will also say this. He supports veterans.
Yeah.
As a veteran myself, this man has given me discounts on all my water pipes. And he has those papers that you're looking for, you want that length, he got it.
Yeah,
he got and it. He reasonable
has, like, I love the incense that he sells because I think he hand makes all of it, or he has someone that hand makes all the incense, and it's really distinct smells, and it lasts a long time, so I always go there.
All you know around
what?
Good dude.
What if kind I of had distinct to, smells does he have?
He's got, like, frankincense, vampire's blood,
ball
and, like,
sweat,
China rain, and just, that's like, the ones really ball sweat and you know, B.O. No,
sorry, China rain.
No, 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 no. He's got some really nice shit.
I mean, this is
very
a hot
professional
seller.
Man.
So, feet.
What I will say to the listeners is you cannot.
Not really. He's a good guy.
With his prices being so low, you cannot outrun the long dick of the rap. Just
oh yeah,
just
no, seriously, he's got stuff at a very affordable price, and we wouldn't say this if we didn't
homie.
Believe in the product.
It's a neighborhood homie.
We've hung out with this guy, we know him, and he was just like, "Hey, smoke these cigars and let me know what you think on your show." And I loved them.
Yeah,
what were they? Tobarak.
Yeah, Tobarak Especial.
Yeah, Tobarak Especial. Very like chocolatey kind of taste. Very sweet, but not too sweet.
I'm a big fan of creamy and like sweet. I don't need a lot of tobacco flavor. And so he has this like, you know, had these cigars. Give a little review. I mean, for me, I'm not like the biggest connoisseur, but I definitely have, you know, like one every couple weeks, or at least one every week. And I'm always looking for. I don't necessarily. Everyone has their flavor.
Yeah,
but. He immediately was like, he knew his shit. He was like, he came to you and said, "Do you like something sweet? Do you like something just
kind of
easy to smell?"
And I was like, "Yeah,
doesn't have
sweet,
a lot of pepper,
but not overwhelming." You
He's
know?
A knowledgeable man.
Yeah, yeah. He
and
picked something really,
and we
really
said,
good.
Yeah, sure. That actually sounds pretty good. Describing it by that sounds like an easy smoking cigar, something easy, something with cognac, something to sit around. Gave us two, poked the holes in for us, gave us everything we needed, set us off on our way, and they were awesome. We had half of one before here, we had half of the other one on the way out of the recording.
Yeah. Can't so complain. If you're in West Omaha and you're by 156th and Center, go check out Westo Vapes. We highly recommend them. Yeah. But
it's a long set of plugs, but
we've had
a lot going
Omaha.
On.
Fly to Omaha and go check them out.
Yeah, fly
to
exactly
Omaha.
To Omaha just for this reason. Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah. The money you'll save on the products is
it's
beyond.
Worth it.
You're gonna get a flight out of it.
Hashtag COVID flight Manny. Westo Vapes.
Like, why are you making a hashtag like that, dude?
Well, because honestly, everything's cheap right now. So like, you can get in there and get back. It's good.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
Westo Vapes, 156 and Center.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
The old King Kong. You know
where
it is.
You know where.
Come
it is.
See him.
Hell yeah. But
Geekly sent you.
We're done with plugs, folks. Yeah. We just abused
we
your
just got
ear holes.
A, we got a whole bunch of new
no
people,
like,
though.
We have a lot of supporters and sponsors. We just want to shout them out and let you guys know if you're in the Omaha area, these are the greatest. So we're done with sponsors. We're done with plugs. I wanted to start talking about some stuff that we've been kind of doing over the last week, other than hitting microphones with my hand.
What do you want to start talking about? Let's talk about what you
Well, I just had my first event. I did a Slasher Night last Thursday at the local Tomfoolery speakeasy. And it was pretty fun. Honestly, it was a pretty decent turnout. Everyone was really cool. And there was only one creepy dude hitting on every single girl there. So I was like, well, I need to get a bouncer next time. But
tell us the lore.
Other than that, it was fun. We watched Scream.
How
and
creepy?
Got super.
Tell us the lore of the creep.
Not at all. We'll leave the guy alone.
just a weird guy that would be one of those dudes that like clearly did come there for the horror movies, but also is just like. You can't tell if it's like an I don't know how to talk to women or like I'm gonna put you in my trunk.
Puts a thrill in
like,
thriller.
But like it's one or the other and you know it and you're not willing to risk the difference. Yeah, it's really
you came
uncomfortable.
Here to see this in a movie, not to live it.
Right, exactly. And it felt like that guy that's like it was ironic we were watching Scream for the first movie. I was like, oh, it's this guy.
It's people like that. That actors.
Yeah, she was
I'm
freaking
sorry,
out.
One more time,
I was like, I'm
Natalie.
Sorry.
It was very different from his perspective than it was.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not fair.
This
like
guy would only come
past,
talk to Natalie
like, yeah,
when,
that
I was
makes
like,
sense.
When I was like smoking a cigarette or something. He'd like come up and like sit next to her and talk to her and shit and then leave when I come back. And it's like, that's super sinister.
So if that's
bro.
You. Stop.
Just stop it. That's so creepy. Don't
not
come,
necessarily that guy. But
don't
also,
come
also
to events
you,
if you're just trying to creep on women. That's not cool and people are going to notice.
You know, he just, every time he goes to speak and you're around, he just. Stumbles over his own words. He's just so nervous.
What can I say, Zach? I'm just a fucking catch. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to. That's not my problem, though. Like, he needs to deal with it and not be creepy. So, but yeah, no. Other than that, one little thing. It was a decent event. It was fun. I'm looking forward to planning another one in July. I'm not sure what exactly we're doing yet, but we're gonna plan it pretty soon.
So no movie watch suggestions movies and drink, yet.
I'd imagine. Well, yeah, but we might switch up venues. I don't know, so I'm not really sure. We'll figure it out though.
No, that seems like a good time. I mean, the idea of doing a slasher night is pretty cool. I mean, like, there's been movie nights at, like, I mean, all over, not just Omaha, to be, like, super specific to this town, but,
yeah.
Like, I mean, like, plenty of places I know, where there are bars, so their gimmick is you walk in, they're just playing a movie with subtitles in the background.
Right.
Like, in this case, obviously, slasher night's a little bit more involved.
Like, it's a little more intimate. It's kind of watching. Like a screening where everyone just drinks and has fun and kind
of,
like,
it's not just an exposé of a movie.
On the movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not just the movie that's on, it's...
Right, it's just the whole experience. But at the same time, like, I mean, the venue guys do it at, I mean, what is it called? Shut up.
Well, we did it at a speakeasy called Howard and Fine that's above a bar called
I just think
Mo
it's fair
Curly's.
To let them know the one time.
And it was really fun. Go check out Howard and Fine. It's at 10th and Capitol downtown in Omaha.
And
it was a fun place. It
even
was
if
really
you're
swanky.
Not aware
we,
of that bar.
We lied. Always be plugging.
Well, and just because, like, if you're aware of the town and you're aware of what is going on there, like, you see the kind of idea. It's like a wooden bar. It's got, like, a darker vibe.
It's upstairs
nice
by a bathroom. The door is, like, completely hidden.
So you have a separate area to
it's
watch
a bathroom.
The movie.
Yeah, it's in a bathroom.
It's like a bathroom. We're
right next to the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like next to the kitchen door. Like you wouldn't.
Dude,
think
we
it's
are
a
not
thing.
Painting Moe and Curly's in a good light.
Well,
it's in their bathroom. The bar's in their bathroom, right next to the kitchen.
There's a movie theater in the bathroom. Just go.
The kitchen.
Can we take a moment when we're talking about kitchens?
No.
Please Let's talk don't. About Natalie's kitchen.
Are you trying to install
Folks,
an IKEA?
You guys do not know or understand I'm or so can confused. Fathom. You know, you could be the best listener. Best listener, I want to tell you. You don't know.
What are we talking about?
About
Natalie's kitchen.
The bacon, mac, and cheese.
Oh yeah, that shit was delicious. That's something that happened over the last week.
The bacon,
week.
Mac, and cheese, and Jesus.
Yeah.
What?
She makes this like 4 or 5 cheese bacon, mac, and cheese. And it is literally like a sin.
Explain the layers.
It
like,
is a sin.
It is so good, it's a sin. Like, the I ate Jesus it, and I'm like, sin. I love it, but I'm going to hell.
It is an upside-down cross in the eyes of God. Natalie.
It's an abomination of true culture and wisdom.
Would you like to speak of this abomination that causes a man to sin? It's better than sex.
It's so good.
It's good.
You even ate it cold, so I don't know
it's
what to tell
good.
You if you would have ate it when it was fresh
I
out of the
fell
oven.
Asleep
you probably
eating
would have completely passed out. But
I fell asleep eating it hot and woke
topic.
Up eating it cold.
When I eat
next
it,
to
I
my face in bed,
I literally,
it was that good.
I literally have to eat half of
it's
what
the,
she makes. Like,
it's the same.
If I don't, I'm like unsatisfied. I'm like, no.
Oh,
like,
I
it's
do.
So bad.
It's only like 2 or 3. Maybe 4 cheeses, depending.
It's, yeah, that's so many cheeses. And she puts Gruyere in it, and if she doesn't have Gruyere, she puts pepper.
Don't give
it's,
them the recipe.
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying, if you're going to make a good mac and cheese, you have to shred your own cheese, and that's just the truth. Don't
it's
buy pre-shredded cheese. It's not going to work out.
It's a good
favorite.
Idea.
Word.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's Natalie's cooking tip of the day.
I also made a macaroni and hamburger bake this week.
Oh. Tell us. This is what it is now. Now we're going around
right
we're telling
Should
people
I
what we
food?
Bake.
What
yeah, look at that bird. Bird, cuz.
That's fine.
Order,
what did you cook this week?
Food.
I did.
Know,
I was.
Somewhere.
It's one of those things where like you should go to the store.
Yeah.
But you don't want to. So you find what is in what's in the fridge, what's in the pantry, and I was like, well, for whatever reason, because every time you go to the store, you grab like 5 boxes of mac and cheese for no reason because they're 48 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
I had about like 10 boxes of mac and cheese. I haven't ate mac and cheese, and I don't. It doesn't matter. Let's.
In a long time.
Found a tube of hamburger meat, slapped it together, made mac and cheese, seasoned the meat. I'm not giving away my secrets. Za'atar seasoning is one of them.
Ooh.
Tarzan.
Seasoning.
And seasoning.
Then, along with some chili powder, some Lowry seasoning, a few other things, a steak salt. And then you make your mac and cheese, you slap that together with all the meat you just made, you put more cheese in it, sprinkle with the sprinkle cheese.
Ugh.
Bake it.
We're talking heaven right now.
And I...
Heaven
my girl's
in
trying
hell.
To, she's trying to be gluten free as much as she can because
fucking Dio, man.
We can talk about Dio too.
No.
But like the point is she's trying to be gluten free, so she was strong and didn't eat any of it. And so
that's horrible for her.
My man's meaning me ate an entire Pyrex pan full of like mac and cheese over like 4 days. So it's not that bad. But like,
that's awesome, man. I wish I had that.
With them birds in the Pyrex. That's a cheesy reference. Someone to
make
guys
me,
don't
like, just make me food and only I can eat it. And I will literally.
Okay, I do want to know. I do have a legitimate question besides like what you cooked. But like, okay, I want to know how you listeners out there as well. You can email us synnation.net. Always plug in.
Always plug in.
How spicy can you handle?
Yeah,
that's what's the question I want to know.
You can handle.
How spicy do you like your food?
Yeah,
you know what?
Natalie stands up right now. I'll
answer.
Hold on.
I'll answer
what's
last.
Up,
hold on. Let's make a scale for them. Yeah, 0 to 5 to 10 scale for them.
Why does it have to be three things? Just say 0 to 10.
So we can gauge it. Well, what five. Is 0? What is something we consider
0
five?
Is milk.
And what do we call 10?
0 is milk. Yeah, yes. 0 is milk, and 10 is like
the fierest,
the
of most
thing
Indian
on hot
curry.
Ones.
Yeah.
The hottest sauce on hot ones.
Okay, now, pain. I will say, for the hottest sauce on hot ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The weirdo with the beardo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Self Tano.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Have personally made homemade wings,
yeah,
with that sauce.
But guess what? You didn't let me eat any of them, you fucking asshole.
Oh, no, you had them.
No, you and your friend. Oh, did I?
You told me about the sweaty poop you took.
That, wait. You're telling me that was the hottest on hot ones?
That's
yes.
It?
That is nothing.
That's not hot.
Okay, that see, is fucking nothing,
no, because like 2 days
later, I ate a mild one.
No, 2 days later, I was like, still it was. Sweating. Do you remember me yelling at
you?
You
were
like, Trey,
like,
you're being loud.
You
and like, I was like, fuck you, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You were lactose intolerant and you
that's
ate a bunch of wings and then you chugged a shit ton of milk and then just like destroyed the bathroom for like literally a week. And I went into the bathroom.
No, that's
Trey,
what we
no,
ate.
I need you to hear this. This is some fucking
but
repent.
It is
you
what
need
you
to
ate.
Repent, okay? This is some shit. I went into the bathroom and I threw up in the shower and I had to clean it up. After I threw up in the shower because of how it smelled after you ate wings and drank a shit ton of milk. It was so bad, I didn't even
can
throw
you blame
up in
the man?
In the toilet. I had to throw up in the shower, and then I had to clean it up. Don't ever do that to me again.
First off,
if you're going to do that, do it in the downstairs bathroom.
I would like to make an apology.
It
I would like
into
to-
my
objection,
room,
Your Honor.
And I have nightmares about it.
I would like to make a public apology to my roommate for what I did to him.
For the hot
and
ones
to yourself.
Challenge.
I want
so bad.
I want to make a public
Cleveland
apology, but I also want
okay.
to bring to light that no one prayed for me during those.
No one was there for me.
Those 4 a.m.
I was sweating,
shits
holding on to
that
the
I was
handles.
Doing. I was sweating. The smell was unbearable.
I'm
my
scared.
Stomach
how
hurt.
How I felt was you.
First
you
off,
made
no
your
one
decision.
Ever.
You made your decision knowing how your body was going to react, and you
no,
still
no,
made
no.
that
no
decision.
No one ever
I
stood
eat,
up for me.
I eat spicy all day. No one ever told
me. You chucked so much milk.
Do you? I'm sorry.
You chug so much milk, it's like you should have thrown up anyway.
I'm lactose intolerant.
I know! That's why I'm saying you knew what you were doing, and you knew what you were doing in your body.
It was the only way to get relief.
And we were all just living in Trey's world that week.
Like, but the thing is, no one was there to pray for me when my butthole felt like it
was
burning.
I
was
praying for me, bro.
It was inside
out.
Out
of existence. It burnt from the inside out. I wasn't sure if it was still there.
Sinner.
I thought my butthole lips was gone.
You're a sinner.
Eat wings of sin.
My butthole lips, I prayed on that toilet.
I understand. You almost right. died, but
so,
fuck.
That's
I mean,
not for the listeners. I
but
prayed
are you
on
telling
that toilet.
Me if you had to speak to God, is that the hottest it's ever been for you?
The most
was that
hottest.
The same wings I ate?
Yes.
Dude, I ate two of those. And I
no,
was
no,
like,
no. The next morning,
I was like,
you can't.
I had sweaty poops, and that was about it.
No, the next morning, you
yeah.
woke up and you
I had, like,
you woke
dumps.
Me up.
Yeah.
You walked into my room and you were like, bro.
I was like, fuck you, Trey.
You said,
the wings of
he,
sin.
All right, now Nick, he came here. He told me. He was
yeah,
like,
your buddy that ate like all the
he
fucking wings,
me, he
by
said,
the way.
He has irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? No.
You guys are fucking dumb.
But he.
Why would you do this?
I got lactose. He's
passion,
IBS.
Bro.
It's like, no,
passion.
It's like. Sadomasochism.
Would you like a passion fruit?
And now he shows up and he was like, bro, I had sweats and the worst pains I've ever had. He said I considered going to the hospital.
Right.
Now I laughed at him and then the next morning
you were like, oh, you, I feel
no,
the same
you
thing.
Woke me up and yeah. you said, dude, I had a sweat poop and I don't fuck that. Don't
yeah,
I don't want
to
do
get
that
a
again.
Scale here.
And that's about it. I was like, I'm in pain.
If I have to hear about hot one shits anymore.
The next day, I woke up. No, the next day, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning out of my sleep.
Oh, Jesus.
I went to the toilet, which is next to my bedroom, conveniently.
No, it's not.
And I sat there for the next hour, and I feel like I had it worse than all of you guys. I felt like I ate more of those wings. We kept
drank a shit ton of milk. Why do you not get that? It's not just the wings.
Okay,
it's the wings and the milk.
I will tell this. I will tell the listeners personally from my voice.
One plus one, friend.
That my roommate would not let me forget. The weirdo with the beardo for the next week or two. How bad my lactose intolerant spicy
was.
Poop smell. And I can say that it took about that long for my
bro,
bowels
I have, like,
to regulate.
Fucking PTSD lacto from that week.
Shamer.
Okay, don't fucking.
I'm trying
shaming
to get us
someone
to a
for
point.
The lactose intolerance.
He always yells at me. He's like, "Don't kink shame. Don't poop
that's
shame,
not
bro.
A kink.
Don't poop shame.
Body.
You don't know that.
My body is doing what it does is shedding what's in my bowels.
Shedding.
William Shatting.
It's ing. All right, and you will respect it.
Speaking of gross things, that's actually a perfect transition.
Still want, oh, never mind.
We're not gonna talk about Trey's poop anymore.
Now, why are you on his side?
Because. Because
you were talking about spicy things, then you started talking about your shit. I don't know what to tell you.
She sees me walk out of my bedroom in my underwear every day. She knows that I am a nothing.
Not every day.
Oh my god. Don't be
you're
so fucking crazy.
Don't ask this is nothing.
Can you mute his microphone?
I could.
I thought
good.
She
anyway, like
I thought
trying
she appreciated
to transition out of Trey's poop.
So I'm a fan of like 3 or 4 level spicy.
Okay. I'm like, thank you.
Our true white
you.
Guy here.
Yeah.
I love our robot.
Okay, so like
3 to 4.
I like a mild.
A level
when
10.
I order from Taco Bell, they ask if I want any hot sauce, and I say no.
Okay.
Me too.
So 3 or 4
what's
level spicy for you.
If the food's good, you shouldn't eat it.
I understand that. I understand that. But here's the thing.
Do you though?
I do. I do because I was that way.
Oh no!
When I was growing up, like I really was not the biggest fan of spice. But like that was until I was like, honestly, I was young. I was like 8 or 9 when I finally like realized my mom really. She worked at a Chinese restaurant for a really long time, and they have that crazy mustard, right?
Ooh.
That like, but it's not wasabi, but it's Chinese mustard,
yeah.
And that
yeah.
stuff is essentially it's wasabi, but like. She would always get that and bring it home, and like slowly, I started to kind of capacitate it.
Yeah.
And then over time, she always brought home habanero salsa as well from Mrs. Renfro's, which is like a nationwide brand that's made in Texas.
Huh.
Fire. But very, very hot. I would say on like the world's like hottest scale of like what I've experienced, the Mrs. Renfro still is only like maybe like a 5. When you go to something like a Mother India restaurant or whatever, and you get some like Mediterranean or you know like South Asian food, Taiwanese food, Thai food, it's hot. It's very, very hot, and they fucking love it. And there's a lot of African food like Lalabala that like is insanity hot as well.
Yeah.
So at like the top of the peak of like 10 out of 10, I'll tell you like right now, I'm trying to act like a hard ass. If you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and you get their Blazing Challenge wings, like I'm not gonna sit here and act like I don't sweat. Of course I do.
Yeah.
And I might have some tray poops, but I can handle it. Like,
yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Right, that's the thing. It's
because you've been tolerated to something that's... Here in America, where we are, like, spicy food is something because we have a huge Hispanic culture here. But you can still kind of be like, that's spicy. And be like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, the spiciest thing that I've ever had... period was but not being like chemical because there's some of those hot sauces that are like 10 trillion Scovilles that are like synthetically made and don't even come from a hot pepper. I think the spiciest thing I ever had is I went to Mother India and I got a level 9 hot. They go from 1 to 10. I tell you, 1 is mild, but there's still pepper in it. So if you don't like spice, period, get a 1 because you have no choice. If you get 2, it's still gonna be too hot for you. If you don't like hot, you go like 3 or 4. If you know what the fuck you're doing, you go 6, 7, 8. If you're absolutely buck wild, you go 9 or 10, and you're going to, like, hallucinate.
Yeah.
I got a 9 one time.
Yeah. If that's the not, 10, though, like,
it hurt. It, like, it was, not a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I ate it, and you couldn't. I love spicy food.
Yeah.
Zach just said, when it goes there, I don't want hot sauce. I get the Diablo, and I put two packets on a taco. Like, I get the hottest sauce that Taco Bell has, and I'll put two per taco, and that's how I go, and it's really not that bad. But still, I think on that scale, like, two packets of the hottest sauce from Taco Bell on one taco is, like, a 4 or a 3 on the scale of how hot I've had. Bro. I spoke to God. When I ate the 9, I couldn't eat it. I ended up not being able to eat any of it at a certain point. But, like, I knew that I wanted to try it because I wanted to push my limits.
The real issue here.
But that's the thing. It's like, I want to let you go. But, yeah. I do agree. Because you're like, why? Why do that? At a certain point, you can condition yourself. With habaneros, I can eat raw habanero and be like, I'm sweating. This is a little bit gnarly, but I taste it.
Yeah.
It's not just hurting my tongue. Because you can condition yourself in that pain. And once you've worked your way through that pain, just like working out, just like anything else, at a certain point, things get easier. You can handle more heat. Is it necessarily good for you?
But yes.
There are benefits.
Yes. I studied it.
Yeah, I swear to God, though. They're like, it boosts your metabolism. Your body goes into a pain shock. It doesn't know why you're doing this to it.
That kind of allows you to speak with God. Our last episode, like, putting yourself in uncomfortable situations is part of growth.
I do that with food the time. I'm never scared to try something hot. Yeah. And if I regret it, it's a day in some gnarly tray shit.
Dusty's eating a turkey backwards.
You're going to have some consequences. You're going to feel some shits.
You get it.
You now know you can handle that.
I want to hear from the logician over here. Is that
what? The legit magician.
Logician magician.
What is logician? I've never heard this.
Actually, if you study the Myers-Briggs test, it is a personality.
No one
test.
Does, you fucking weirdo. Tell us.
Lots of people do.
I don't know what the
so
fuck
many
you're talking
about.
Of course you do.
No, I am not super familiar with it. I just know that a lot of other people are way more familiar.
More people
with it.
Do.
Well, thank you for
the spiciness
defending
level?
Me. I want to hear what you're the most
magician.
You're so logical here. There's no feeling in this, folks. He's going to just tell you what heat is and how he feels about it without telling you how he feels.
On spicy food, Zach.
Is it logical?
Not a fan.
No blue cheese.
Nope.
Just not a fan.
But.
What's your scale?
What was it?
What's the point?
There was someone in your
peppers
mind.
Peppers exist.
Do you know jalapenos? Are jalapenos too spicy?
No, they're fine.
Can you do spicy Cheetos?
Bro can't handle steamed carrots.
He's like, okay. No, they're good. Okay. So, I mean, like, you have...
What about Indian food? Do you like Indian food?
Most of it, yeah.
A spicy vindaloo with the red sauce.
Alright.
How are your poops after Indian?
Look, if something is so spicy that I'm eating it only to experience the spice... Then why don't I just eat the fucking sauce? See, why am I wasting my time with the food?
I get what you're saying.
Zach, I totally
and
understand
you're absolutely
you're
right. And that's why I do it. Fuck the filler. I'm looking for
sauce.
That's
why I just drink hot sauce from the bottle.
You're really not that far off, home slice. Like I said, this chili mac that I made not too long ago, the whole reason it was good.
It was a soup, is what it was.
I'm a pretty
there
good
was noodles
cook.
And hot sauce.
It was noodles and hot sauce.
But all I did was throw some Yucatan habanero sauce on it the whole time and drown it.
Gross.
I think one of the big reasons, for example, though, like someone to get a little bit deeper, is the reason that I like hot sauce so much and spice is because a lot of the time when they make hot sauce, they blend it with vinegar. And I'm
vinegar.
A huge vinegar fan myself. I like sour, that kind
of
stuff.
Acidity,
salt, salt and vinegar chips. Acidity in general is something.
People that like
that's
vinegar
my chocolate.
Like that
that's what I go for. And so even though it's a little bit gnarly because it makes you sweat
like
and it kind of hurts, the idea of like throwing a whole bunch of like Red Devil cayenne vinegar hot sauce on anything, a burger, macaroni, like it doesn't fucking matter what it is. Vegetables, hot sauce on every. Keep hot sauce in my purse.
You have
can
a purse?
We,
I
can
love
we
you,
go
Beyonce.
Around the table? Do we have time?
I love you, Queen B.
For what?
Do we have time to go around the table for everyone to talk about their hottest experience?
No.
And
well, I did. That? You did. You took a fat shit for 3 days. I did because I also took a fat shit for 3 days after I ate in the vindaloo that was a level 9.
I just wanted to learn about you guys since I just told everybody about my butthole.
I just got intimate.
From yeah. a culinary standpoint, as a white woman who grew up in the Midwest and ate very bland food, I was extremely
picky. No seasoning.
Yes.
They don't German season.
Diet. I was extremely picky as a child, but exploring the culinary field has made me open up my horizons a little bit more to different experiences and different flavors, and I have found that I like subtle spice. But spice that is so hot that you cannot taste anything is absolutely pointless, and I completely stand by that. The Flaming Hot Challenge is however hot spice you can get. You can't even taste anything. It's so hot to the point where you can't taste anything.
And at that point, ranting into the distance.
I do not see any point in eating something where you cannot actually taste the spice. It's just hot at that point.
Yeah, you have to have some taste with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right. If it just burns,
right now,
then it's pointless.
Can you quit yelling at me?
Right now, there are people
I wanna say
yelling
that,
at their phones.
There is the meme where white people don't season
it's just
their
the hot
food,
sauce episode. God damn it.
I season my food. Look,
Trey,
I went to culinary school.
Not to bring it up as a debate. I just want to say, like, Nat is the palest woman one of the palest women I've ever seen in my life is a black man, and she seasons the fuck out of her food.
Oh yeah, she does.
Y'all wait till y'all taste her bacon and eggs.
They're never going to.
And she puts them in
fuck
like,
them.
If
it's
she,
a rare
if,
commodity,
if
and
she,
only I get it.
I feel
but
like...
if she puts them into penne and cheese, them toes gonna curl.
Gross.
It's that good shit, y'all.
You gotta make your own cheese sauce.
Yeah.
This is the pellest woman.
Nat knows what she's doing in
she
the kitchen.
She is the pellest woman seasoning food these days.
Honey, I've been cooking since I was fucking in diapers. There's pictures of me in like a little apron with the bench pulled up against the oven cooking with my dad at 7 o'clock in the morning making breakfast. Like,
I seen it.
No,
she was wearing a diaper.
Work in your parents' house. I saw the picture.
I saw her. It's a picture. She was like holding the salt salt and pepper, figuring those out in diapers. She got that shit.
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah, dude.
Figure
I'm
her out. If she makes a restaurant,
I
hope you
I
get
agree,
a reservation.
Though. If it's just spice for like the one shit Pocky challenge. I mean, like if you really want to do that, that's dumb.
Well, here's
like
the
that's
thing.
Dumb.
Like,
and like I even said,
pickled jalapenos, delicious.
Amazing.
Okay. Pepper flakes on pizza, amazing.
One of my favorite.
I
love them. I
love
you fucking savage.
Oh, no,
some people won't like them.
Fucking don't eat the pizza.
I put
wait,
pepper
I'm sorry,
flakes
what
on pizza.
It?
All you need to put on pizza is more cheese if it's too greasy.
Wait, what's
you
up?
Put on? You,
I like
no, no, no.
Flakes.
Listen, this
sometimes
is the holy
pepper.
Fucking
no,
word.
It's such
pizza.
A New York attitude.
You put
we're
a little
not
more.
Argue about pizza. Yep. We've argued about pizza so many times.
Then don't talk, because I'm telling you the truth of pizza right now.
You don't know the truth about pizza.
Oh.
You eat a New York. Thin crust
with extra cheese.
Okay, here's the thing. Here is the range, and if you go outside of this range, it stops becoming pizza.
Let him speak.
If it's limp, I don't
let him
want
speak.
It.
She's not gonna do that. You have to understand. She does not let me. She's just gonna try.
I think
to
I'm on your side, but
I will
here's
challenge
the
thing.
You.
You go from a New York thin crust to a medium kind of fluff crust, and if it's too greasy, you powder some cheese on it to soak up that grease to get you some solidity
okay.
there, right? You wait till it's a little cool. That's your pizza. She is a fucking heathen and believes that Chicago-style pizza, which is pretty much just tomato pie, is pizza.
I did not say it was the best kind. I said it was good, but I did not say it was the best.
You have defended Chicago-style pizza since I've met you.
I understand.
Good, but I didn't say it was the best.
It is not pizza.
I understand that.
It's fucking pie.
No, Chicago really is tomato pie.
Pizza pie.
I will
it's
support
just like
that.
Solidified.
However,
tomato sauce on top of a pizza like 2 inches thick,
I'm
and you cut
deep
it down.
Dish.
Guys, you've obviously never had a pizza in LA.
LA.
LA's got the best pizza, bro.
We're really right. far away from pizza, so we make it better.
Okay, though, but mellow mushroom and pepper was also very
what
good.
I will
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was something that we can agree on.
Yeah. Mellow mushroom in Denver, if you've ever been there on the 16th Street Mall, if you have a chance, go. We had
a
baked
huge...
potato pizza.
It was delicious.
Oh. A huge debate in the pizza world.
Yeah, I guess.
We didn't even get paid.
We'll just call it that. Pluggy McPluggerson.
Here's my thing.
It's a good episode.
What's your thing?
Yeah.
I like a little kick, but not too much.
I worked at a pizza restaurant for 10 years.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
Dusty's got pizza the pizza maturity to understand the mix.
I've made more pizzas than I've wrote my name down in my life. My point is this. I'm not a purist. When it comes to pizza, a New York style thin pizza makes sense to me. It's light on sauce, it's big, you could fold it. They got the one bite challenge, you could roll it into one little dough ball and smash it if you wanted to.
Right.
People love that. And it also tells you, it's the water in New York. It makes it different. Like, okay.
All right, whatever, bro.
There's also Detroit-style pizza, which is like basically a square pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicago-style pizza, which essentially is lasagna with different ingredients.
Yeah. So, Dusty, can you Jamie this up? There is a bottled water. It might be Dasani. It might be... something. There's a bottled water that is legitimately just bottled, I think, straight out of the New York City water reservoir.
Pretty sure it is Aquafina because they're based on a Pepsi company which comes out of Purchase, New York.
Gross.
That's the water they're using to make the pizza.
Or the Grand.
You tell me how.
Lie to ourselves.
Just buy Aquafina.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like. How dank Aquafina is. It's
I've drank the water in New York. I'm not trying to be.
It's not that good, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a purist, and I'm not also not trying to be that guy that's like trying to be everyone's friend.
So where
here's the deal. All
right.
When it comes to New York pizza, I only think that that's a style of pizza that people love because New York based its personality around being Italian pizza.
It's a classic.
Because New York bullied you into.
It's not that
good.
Hey, I'm walking okay. here.
But I don't disagree with you that thin crust New York style, big, huge, thin slices aren't amazing.
All right.
When you have Chicago-style pizza, that's essentially a pie. But they also call it pizza pie for a reason. And like, so they went kind of literal with that, and they made it really thick and really big.
Yeah.
I get why. And because Italians are always telling you that everything that matters when you make Italian food is the sauce.
Love.
So if you're going to slam a whole shitload of sauce on a pastry and then add some meat to it, instead of eating spaghetti or stromboli, you're having a pizza that makes sense.
Now I'm not trying to. Crust is very important.
And the Chicago style pizza crust can eat my fucking asshole.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I be the first to discriminate?
I want to dispute my argument.
Okay, go for it.
Please do because you cook.
Your Honor, she wants to dispute her argument.
Lucian's favorite style of pizza is New York. He likes it thin. He likes to be able to fold it and eat it that way.
That's also not crispy thin crust.
Okay.
Exactly. I never claimed that Chicago was my favorite. Walking. I just claimed that it deserved to have more of a dispute even though it's more of a pizza pie, the crust is still crispy, which is hard to do with a deep dish pizza like that.
No, I want a croissant type crust. I want to feel it.
I get that. I get that.
Where are you getting croissant type?
My favorite,
it's soft and thick,
by far, is a pan crust because it is in between a New York
style. So we're about to get to
Chicago
my point.
Style.
Oh shit, we're working into Dusty's
it's
point.
It's a little bit thinner, but it's crispy and it's got a crunch.
Valentino's.
You're talking about a
God damn it.
You're talking about a Midwest
I'm
deep
talking
dish.
About in the
yes.
Okay.
And
yes.
Maybe that's just who I am.
Midwest
okay.
deep dish.
A Midwest pan.
So let's bring it into Dusty's final point because you just walked in like a Jigsaw movie straight into the finality of this. So
Dusty,
seal it up.
Obviously, I just said here locally in the Midwest of a company. Called Valentino's. It's where I worked at forever. Godfather's is our direct competitor because of that style, they're nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is when you have a pan crust like that, that's my favorite too, because it blends the crispiness and the fluffiness of the idea of having a thick Chicago shell with something a little bit firmer that you can still fold, like a cut from a New York pizza.
Right.
But it's still all about the sauce. The difference is between
Are
how
you
much
just
cheese you put on.
For Valentino's now?
With so much of a plug episode.
And
right.
how much meat and vegetable topping you decide to put on it. Because if you overdo it, which Valentino's does all the time, so I'm not simping for Valentino's.
Here's the thing though.
Is they're trying to give
I said shilling, but simping will work.
They try. That's why I was like, I'm not simping either, because they try to give you your money's worth. But in my opinion, the way that they tell us to overdo it, which is your money's worth, makes it that lasagna, which makes it that problem where it's just thick and way too fucking heavy for my taste.
I agree with you.
So, to roll all the way around.
Oh, fuck.
Sbarro.
Yes, Sbarro.
Sbarro is not the best pizza around. But here is where I'm saying that no pizza is wrong, because Sbarro is an inherently a New York company.
Yeah.
But still, you work there with me.
Yeah.
They would press their pan pizza.
Right.
They didn't do New York thin. You'd stretch it New York thin, then you'd press it into a pan and make a wide round crust with a long piece, and then lightly cheese it and lightly sauce it and lightly top it.
Now, let's the fact that Dustin was making all the pizza, and I was the guy that was literally like,
at
hey, fuck face, you want pizza? Come buy it.
Come buy it at the
and
counter.
They were like, okay, sure.
But as someone who's...
But let's plug all the way in.
True New York
let's
fashion.
Let's plug all the way in. If
fuck
we're going
pizza
to
this is
mall
like the Matrix.
Pizza, if we're going into mall pizza, let's talk about Brick Oven. No. Way, way back when they first popped up.
Amazing.
You know what we're going to call this episode? So many plugs, it's the Matrix.
We could just call it Pablo.
I was going to say we should call it Gabagool, but okay.
I feel like maybe one point we might have seen each other, because I used to eat at Sbarro's at the Oki Mall. Literally
day.
So fucking yeah,
I would never
out.
Have known.
Look, before we get
exactly, we don't know.
Yes.
It could have
ultimate
been
plug.
Who knows?
Before we get too far away from this, and we're talking about like the difference between New York style and whatever other style. And
the Chicago, California,
first
New York.
I do
and want Detroit.
To say
oh,
Chicago
go,
is
go.
Too saucy, but no, do your thing.
Because I'm going to totally derail this.
No.
Here, well, you got to pee before we leave? Come
and
on.
One of the problems
Zach
is the Chicago
guys.
Style a lot of times puts the sauce on the top and they do it backwards, so you cake something over. Like just like you would make spaghetti and meatballs, but then put the sauce on the top
it's
without
mixing
it. It's
a fucking abomination,
and
whoever
it.
Made it
well,
needs
because
to have their
the
fucking bloodline exterminated.
Zach is God's angel here. We
so
we
good.
Must
oh,
have his opinion.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though, guys. We're talking about the difference between like New York style this and that and other versions of whatever it is that New York
pizza.
Okay? First of all, we're running this off of the basis that like a New York style say pizza.
Yes, a pizza
is a credible metric in the first place.
It's the best thing.
Look.
Why are
we've
you using your
as a
pizza?
As a native Omahan, I cannot respect a New York dish of any kind. Because those motherfuckers stole our Reuben. We did it here first.
We did.
Fuck you, New York. It's not from New York.
It's true.
From Omaha.
Really?
We was walking here.
I had no
we
idea.
We were fucking walking here.
Yeah.
We were first.
That's the
and
episode
so for that reason.
No
I'm walking
here.
I'm out.
No one ever talks about the history of the Reuben and how it started
at
here.
Blackstone, Omaha.
Wow.
That was the very first room, the Blackstone
no
Hotel
idea.
In Omaha.
Just educated me.
That's why
yes,
when you go
is.
To the Crescent Moon on 36th
that...
and Farnham in Omaha, Nebraska, you will
another
find
plug.
A menu that says Omaha's best and first Reuben. Because it started the Blackstone Hotel, which moved
which
that
like
kitchen right
over. Street. Yeah. Well,
and that building doesn't
the
exist
same guy,
anymore.
The same guy that made the Reuben... made something else, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, it's because they stole
they
called it theirs because of
the
Thousand Island dressing.
The guy who
made
Kool-Aid also came from Omaha.
Oh, first off,
true.
All right, I speak
true.
On
you said Kool-Aid, and Jay, why did you jump?
Because.
I didn't even direct it at you, Trey. Like, that's...
you took that upon yourself.
Every white person in this room don't have to back away,
all
right? So this was so much study
like
for myself, I knew already.
Okay.
But, guys... If I want to talk about any flavor of Kool-Aid, you have to listen to Self Tano. I know the best Kool-Aid in the galaxy. Why? Because it was made right here where I was born and raised on the planet Earth.
These
As
are facts.
I cruise the Outer Rim, I'm going to show you what the fuck you want to sip on a hot day. That's
two pink lemonades, one cup of sugar, one
Let's
tropical fusion, one grape.
Bro, when I learned that shit... Oh my God!
Black
I was like, I was born the blackest
Kool-Aid.
Projects in America.
Right on.
What's your recipe? What's your Kool-Aid recipe? What are the ratios?
Oh, 4 cups of sugar.
For me, like I said, it's 2 cups of all sugar, right, a me. Tropical fusion, 1 grape, and 2 pink lemonade. It's over. That's
wrong.
Nice. I know it's wrong.
Ooh.
I know
only
it's
wrong. Only
wrong
because he said tropical anything red.
Just red.
Red.
Just red.
Okay.
Red in Omaha.
Two purple, 1 red, and 2 pink.
There you go. There
purple
you go.
When you run out of red.
Mm.
That really, it's not a joke. It's like when you run out of the red packets, it becomes purple. Also, movies have misled you guys. It's not about the sugar content. Obviously, sugar the fuck out of your
two
your
cups, Kool-Aid. Not seven.
Don't listen to the recipe.
But it's not a thing of like more. Dump a whole bag of sugar in there, but you better not under sugar it. That's yeah. the only that's
make
why
it a little sweet.
That's why they always make the joke of like, you know, is under sweet.
Yeah.
We know we get diabetes. We ain't trying to do that shit.
Right.
You never listen to the recipe on the back of the
never
package.
Listen.
You never do. You always add at least twice as much as the package says.
1.5 bags of sugar is enough.
All right, before we kind of settle down, I also wanted to talk about one more thing, aside from Kool-Aid and
pizza and spicy food.
And spicy food.
This has been like what we're
shits.
Doing.
This has just been a fun day.
I
like
we
this.
We are hungry.
So next week, we will be interviewing AJ Chambers, who is the director of After School Special. Oh, I'm sorry. After School Lunch Special Part 2, Sloppy Seconds. And I got to be an extra in this film last weekend and meet Lloyd Kaufman of Troma Entertainment, the guy who did Toxic Avenger and countless other Troma films. And we're going to talk about that experience a little more in depth and talk about the movie that he made, because he's got a lot of people from Omaha in it. And I think it's kind of cool to get Omaha on the map for that reason. So we're going to talk to him next Wednesday, and we'll air that next week, of course.
So I can't get anything from you if I asked you right now, right?
What? Well, okay. Ask me a couple questions. What do you want to know?
I don't know. What do you...
like,
I
was
I'm just saying...
I was
like,
just asking.
I live with you.
What was craft services like?
I don't know.
There was no services. We just met on the side of a road and filmed a scene and hung out.
There was no head involved.
That's kind of
no,
cool.
It was services. Really cool. No, different it was head. Cool. It was a quick, like, one of the last scenes I think they shot with Lloyd before he had to leave on a flight. And honestly, the whole time I was sitting there and going, man, he's really fucking funny. Like, he kept improvising and doing different kind of takes. And the part of the movie that we were in, he was playing the mayor of Tromaville. And they made a new water purification system from the power plant. And there was a power plant, like, off in the distance from where we were filming. So it was, like, a perfect setup with a creek and a water purification system right in the same shot. And he was giving this big speech to the townspeople about how, oh, it'll be completely safe. Don't worry about it. Well, of course, you know it's going to go wrong. But he in one of his takes, he did this whole little spiel about how, like, oh, don't worry. If there's any contamination, it'll go to Omaha. And I was like, oh, that's fucking funny. Like,
great.
It was good. So I'm really excited to talk about that. That'll be our next regular Weekly Geekly episode coming out. As well as that, we've got the Pinhead episode of Dr. Ravenwood Slasher Files and a new This Is The Way coming out. We got a lot of stuff coming in, guys. We appreciate you listening. And as always, I've been the weirdo with the beardo, Lucian.
Which way are we going?
I just kind of moved aside.
Oh, yeah, so that...
I mean, I guess that's me. I'm just Natalie. Happy to be here.
Just Natalie. I'm very
best
happy to be
here. Best mac and cheese you'll ever find. Absolutely. Respect
thank
her
you,
for
Trey.
It.
Add some hot sauce is what we
that
learned
means
today.
A lot.
Mac and cheese sorceress.
If it's really good, you don't need the hot sauce.
You don't
but
even
it
need
always...
hot sauce. I add
listen,
smoked paprika.
Without jumping back in,
smoked.
I'm the fool that good. No matter how good a steak is, I'll be like, that's dank for 5 bites. I'm like, all right, give me some A1. I don't care. Like, it's good. It's great. I appreciate it. Give me the sauce.
I like the terminology.
Dankest.
Mac and cheese you ever want.
Hell yeah.
It's cheesy like a black woman, but it's smoky like some experimental shit that a white woman
God,
would
man,
try.
Calm
and
down.
It's so great. It's so fucking excellent.
Back off my woman a bit, bro.
Bacon fat all through it. It's good. You
it's
know
good.
What? VIP there. All right. Secret service.
To the cookout, I guess.
Secret service all day.
You get a plate.
Let's just
oh that's thing
let's
oh,
just fade out on Trey
Nobel.
Going off on this mac and cheese
you get a plate and fucking Nobel Peace Prize
I get a Nobel Peace Prize for my bacon mac and cheese
fuck okay
the
fine.
Honorary plate
next to Natalie the man with the plan the skill point host the guy that is just so dreamy
he's not a robot
because I'm in your dreams
yeah
you see me every night
yeah. Oh my god
and when
he's
you
doing
wake
some
up in the morning
bebop shit
you forget I was there. Because you always forget your dreams.
It's like Freddy Krueger.
Isn't it like so fucking... It
makes
like
me hurt.
You only remember like 0.5 seconds of your whole dream when you wake up. You're like... Yeah, I remember that one real weird bit.
Yeah,
I know I was dreaming like for 8 fucking hours.
Yeah.
I remember exactly two seconds.
That's Zach.
What, I have an elephant.
Zach's that 0.5 seconds you remember. Don't forget it.
Never will. Until 48 hours from now, in which case you'll never be able to tell me a dream that you had past 48 hours.
Dude.
They just all stop existing after that.
I have a couple, but that's for another day. Dreams.
Oh, and God. Next to me is
self-time.
Next to me is the guy that remembers Zach because I think...
What is going on?
I think of him because I think of the robot from the first episode of Love, Death, and Robots, episode 1, when that lady is getting chased by her house cleaner. That is Zach. He will do his job to completion, and that is just your life now. Yes. However, I respect the man.
He finishes his mission objectives.
Self-tano, this is the way, but this is also the Weekly Geekly.